in writing and arithmetic.
And were you active in like extracurriculars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, played basketball, but I was in high school in 41 through 45, and it was gas rationing, so we had intramurals, but we very seldom had, you know, traveled a lot for sports because I was in gas rationing and, you know, like that. But we played basketball. We did not have, I don't remember that we had, my kids had football and all of that, but myself, I only remember playing basketball. And that was complete, rules were completely different then than they are now. But I was a cheerleader. But that's about it, I guess.
How did World War II affect your high school experience in a, or your just experience?
Nothing
in
except
general?
you didn't go on class trips and, you know, it's completely different nowadays than it was then. They do so many extra things. They go to a lot of learning. The little kids go to the zoo and, you know, so many things that you couldn't go to things because it was gas rationing and times were, well, I guess a little tough, but they were always the same for us on the farm. It really, the war years didn't bother us, you know, as far as what we did. Because we were in a little town and you kept on milking the cows and doing the syrup and having your garden and same old things. Mm-hmm. But the bus picked us up and took us over and brought us back. So,
the war, you didn't really feel like it.
No, you knew, and you were aware of all the people that were being killed in service and, you know, people that had to go and like that. So it was definitely not a good thing, but as far as, you know, doing anything to our lives, mm-hmm. it didn't, except, you know, as like in school, you weren't able to travel as much because of gas rationing and like that. But
did you know many people who had to serve in the war?
I don't know. Not in that war. 41 through 45, yes. There was a cousin that was killed. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Hull. I'm trying to think. My memory isn't as good as it used to be. I'm losing it. Mm-hmm. But, no, there were a few local people killed in the war. But my goodness me, so many people are being killed nowadays. It's a disgrace. It's horrid. Afghanistan, we have a couple of people at the church just is sponsoring. That's one is in a where there's helicopters and he's not in a very safe place. Two helicopters have been shot down right where he is. So it's, I hate it. I hate that war. My son served in Vietnam and he was there a whole year, and that was, I did not like that either. That was a very dangerous place where he was for a year and a half. A year. It was a year. They were a year. It was in Germany a year and a half. But thank God he came home safe.
What do you feel is like the big difference between World War II and some of these more modern
wars? Don't know. Mm-hmm. I just know too many people are being killed. They should bring them all home. Then I might get in trouble for saying that, but it's true. It's horrid.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll switch gears a little bit. Okay. If you could tell me a little bit about when you got married.
I graduated, I think, I don't know what day, and 3-4 days later I got married.
Oh, wow.
And I moved from uptown down to a farm, 1.5 to 2 miles at the most, right down the road. And I don't know, I was always very happy. I had a fantastic husband. We had 4 children, 1 daughter and 3 boys. And
can you tell me a little bit more about your husband and how y'all met?
That's how we met. He lived up the road, maybe a couple of miles farther up, and I don't know, I think I was a junior in high school when we first started dating. And we just dated, and got married.
Did he help with your dad with sugaring or anything like that?
Oh, yes, yes, he helped. He didn't, I don't know if he ever helped before we got married or not, but after we got married, he helped what he could. But we had the farm, and farming, in a way, it was not as easy because you didn't have balers. You had to put the hay through a hay loader up onto the wagon, and then it was completely different. Much harder, but then you didn't do as much. Nowadays, people do their property and do other people's that aren't using their land, they're haying too. And of course, machinery is very expensive, so it's just a completely different from the way farming was when we first started out and the way farming is now. You know, a piece of machinery is $30,000-$40,000, and back then you used your horses and mm-hmm. and you had milk in milk cans, not in bulk tanks. And just a different life then. Of course, electricity, that was the biggest help of all.
Mm-hmm. How did electricity impact your farming practices and techniques?
Oh, you were able to milk cows with, you put in, they had surge milkers, and you didn't have to ever milk cows by hand. You, milk them with a milking machine, and then it went into what they call station cans and put in a cooler and in water to keep it cool till the truck came around. They'd pick up your cans and take them to, I believe there was a creamery right in Edmiston at the time. And then it went, after a while, you had a bulk tank, and the milk went from the cows right into the bulk tank. You didn't have to carry the milk and dump it. And it got much easier, but of course it cost a small fortune to do all of that. The bulk tank, I believe we paid in the vicinity of $20,000 for the bulk tank and pipeline and all of that when we installed it, many years ago. And now that's, I'm sure, the much easier way yet still. Everything gets improved all the time, but farming is one of the hardest jobs in the world. Because you have to always be there. Holidays or what, those cows have to be milked night and morning. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, very hard job. Hard position or, vocation or whatever you want to call it.
And then that the system that you're talking about with the bulk tank, did y'all have to go into debt to
buy that? Oh, yeah. You always had to borrow money. Nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, we did not have the money. We always had to borrow the money and pay so much a month to the bank, But that's one thing we always did. We paid our bills on time. We never went into debt for, probably if we had gone, borrowed more money and went bigger, we would have had, more money. You would have made more money, but we just did not dare borrow more money for fear we wouldn't be able to pay it back. So we were always a little farmer. There were a lot of big farmers around here that did a lot better than we did, but we were a little farmer. We made it, and then we raised our kids, and Pat went to college, and business school, I should say, and the other boys didn't. Jim went into the service, and Jack went right to work for the county, and Tom stayed on the farm because Bruce had to have help on the farm, so Tom stayed on the farm. So, and now Tom and the grandson still have the farm.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit about how some of these, are they still using the equipment that y'all bought back then? Or?
All of the equipment that, well, of course, you have to get new if something breaks. You have to get it good after a while. That wears out. So, but no, the machinery's here. Our grandson bought a round baler already, and so we could do some round bales. But no, the barn is used just for the cows to come in and out and to store hay, because we do. My grandson doesn't have milk cows. When my son decided to quit farming, he sold the cows, and he drives school bus, and then he also helps. He and Tom Mark together get the hay for. They sell hay, plus Mark has beefers. So we can keep the pastures eaten down somewhat. And he has beefers, and I don't know, he's got probably 15 or 16 beefers. So, but no milk cows. And so they just more or less wait on themselves, except to be fed hay. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the barn has to be clean because they're in and out of that. But, and they still use the balers and the rakes and for the haying, but tractors, of course, you always have to have tractors for haying, plus get wood out for their furnaces. And so they still do use the equipment, yes.
Okay. And then as far as the farm that you and your husband had, how did he fill the void as far as, like, who was working on it once you had to go work outside the home?
Oh, well, the kids were all little when I started working outside. I went to work in 1958, and they were all little, but they all helped on the farm with the haying in the summer and like that. And then Tom was the last one, the baby. So when he graduated from school, Bruce could not handle the farm by himself, and the other boys all had jobs by that time, and it was fine with them if Tom stayed and worked on the farm. So Tom worked on the farm because he only needed one, and so there was no problems there at all, because the oldest one, Jim, worked on the state roads, and Jack worked on the county roads. And my daughter had a position out in Massachusetts, worked out there for years.
So did your husband have to hire any workers?
No, we never hired anybody on the farm. No. I used to help throw bales on the elevator, and I helped. Because when the boys were gone, it was just Tom and I, and so I would, help what I could.
Yeah. So would you actually have to, when you came home from work at the school or wherever, would you have to then start working on the farm the afternoon?
Usually they were pretty well done by the time, okay, I got home. So, but I, in the summertime, I did not work. When I worked in the cafeteria, mm-hmm, and as an aide, I had the summer off. So then I was here when the kids were little. And, of course, because I worked at school, they came home when I did. So I was always home and able to take care of them, So that's why I wanted the job at school, is simply because I'd be home to help with haying in the summer, what I could. And, excuse me.
We'll stop it for a second.